I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, happy Halloween. I sound like Oprah. We've got Seth Meyers. This should be an interesting show because you're not going to be able to see any of the costumes, but I have to say, some of them are so high concept that it may be better just to imagine them. And Seth's not going to get half of them because they're kind of about Bravo, some of them. But I think it'll be really fun. I'm really excited, too. What can I tell you? I excite myself.
It was a dark and stormy Halloween night. Two hosts were locked in a windowless clubhouse with only one bottle of tequila. It's Watch What Happens Live now with Seth Meyers. Production value of this show. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live, everybody. I'm Andy in the clubhouse of horrors on a Halloween night that's about to be spookier than a housewife after a chemical peel. My guest tonight is a man of many talents who delivers jokes, delivers monologues, and this past spring delivered his own son in a lobby. Please welcome back doula slash host of Late Night with Seth Meyers weeknights on NBC, Seth Meyers. Hey, Seth. So glad you're here.
As always, I
love chatting with you.
Thank you. Same here.
Yes. Our bar is currently empty, but soon we'll be crawling with trick-or-treaters for Watch What Happens Live's Bhuvani costume contest. Insider Housewives joke. Let's get started. Here were my three favorite things that I read about you in the research.
Exciting.
Okay. A, that you and your wife, Alexi, had never seen Sex and the City, but you were binge-watching all of them.
Yeah.
My research said you were up to season four.
We have one episode left in season five right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you into it?
I'm pretty into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm way more into it than I thought it would be.
Okay. Is Burger there yet?
Burger, we've just been introduced to Burger.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I won't spoil it. Did you once have a license plate that said Les Seth?
I did.
I love that.
It was a Renault Le Car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And my mom was a sort of famous French teacher in my hometown, and so I got vanity license plates, said Le Seth.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so you always were Le Seth. And lastly, your first concert was, tell the people.
Well, I wonder, you know, because it's a little on the Vanilla Ice.
Oh,
my. Pointer Sisters?
That's what I
read. Pointer Sisters, okay, go.
I was so into that.
Pointer Sisters was my first concert where I went with my parents. Vanilla Ice was the first concert I went to with my friends.
Okay, oh,
yeah.
All right.
So obviously I have very good musical taste.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah. In true fashion, Mama D made her mark tonight on the Housewives of Dallas defending her daughter, and it was nothing less than scary. Take a look at Mama D arrest.
Don't take it. Listen, be mean. You have to be mean.
You may have to get a little hard skin and get a little mean. Tell them all. Tell me how the cow ate the cabbage. When they start messing with my daughter, I get unrespectful.
I'll tell you something. She comes back, she's been hurt. Everybody's gonna wish they were dead.
Okay, well, guess what, you guys? Oh my God, it's our Watch What Happens Live. Bhuvani, Bhuvani, costume contest. It's Ginger Snap as Mama D. Ginger Snap, you look great. Here's some chocolate.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Seth. I don't give a rap.
Yes.
That's why I took back the keys.
Thank you very much, Mama D. Ginger Snap is Mama D. Thank you. Seth is awaiting your question. Some of these costumes you may not get because they're Bravo-y.
Every time I'm here, I see something on a Real Housewives show that I think I got to start watching.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Good. That makes me happy. Seth is awaiting your questions. But before we get to those, you know, Ginger Snap used to play Captain Sandy, but now she's Mama D. I love it. But here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, as the host of Late Night, Seth always asks his guests smart and thoughtful questions. So while I search for my smart and thoughtful questions for Seth Meyers' card, I'm going to ask him to do what he does best. Here's what. It's time for questionable behavior. I'm going to give you a famous person. You tell me the first thing you would ask them if they were a late night guest.
Okay.
Chevy Chase.
Oh, is there anyone on SNL you think is funny?
Right. Okay, good. Rihanna, your late night dream guest.
Just Rihanna, I know you're busy, but what, can't you come on a Tuesday or something to come do my show?
Even a Tuesday.
Just a Tuesday.
Roseanne.
Are you still taking Ambien or have you found...
Right. Stormy Daniels.
You know, I know people think you got a Trump question. I would make it about Stormy. I would think, before you chose the name Stormy Daniels, what was the next one?
The runner up.
Yeah.
Yes. What about Hillary Clinton?
Hillary Clinton. I would ask her, she's been drinking a lot of wine, so I'd say, what pairs best with a Dover sole?
Yes! Because you know she's getting the Dover sole,
too. Yeah, right.
Kanye.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Right. Nicki Minaj and Cardi B.
I don't know if they know this answer, but I'd be like, who was the first person to use beef to mean argument?
Yeah, okay, good.
It's a historical question.
Last up, Tina Fey.
Tina Fey. I would say I've known you since 2001. Why won't you give me your number?
Thank you very much, Seth Meyers. Second, much like vampires, late night hosts like Seth and I come to life after dark. But I wonder which guests would send us crawling back into our sleeping coffins. Sleeping coffins. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what. Let's find out with Pass the Mic. Okay. Seth, you and I are going to pass this mic back and forth. We're going to take turns naming potential guests whose presence on our shows would be absolutely bone-chilling, okay?
Okay.
Whichever one of us ends up with the mic when the 30-second clock runs out loses. Okay, so you're going to start.
Okay.
Okay, so name someone that would scare you to have on your show.
Paula Deen.
Honey Boo Boo.
Steve Bannon.
Ann Coulter.
Harvey Weinstein. Oh.
Kevin Spacey. I'm following your lead.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Bill Cosby.
Oh, my God. Kate Gosselin.
Michael Myers, the Halloween one.
Yes. Scott Baio.
Kevin Federline.
Oh, my God, K-Fed. Finally, we all loved when Seth hosted SNL earlier this month and revisited the Weekend Update team with his bitingly sarcastic signature segment, Really? Did I do that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is also exactly how I predict he's going to respond when I tell him what he's doing next. Here's what, Seth Meyers, it's time for you to plead the fifth again. Yeah. He's done it once. To make the most. Wow, he's so confident. He's just unwrapping a piece of dark chocolate.
Hershey Kiss.
Yes, wow. Okay. Seth, I have three questions. You can plead the fifth. It's only one. Who has been the worst interview you've had on Late Night thus far? It's been 5 years on the show.
Can I give you a genre of the worst kind of guest? Or do you want a specific? You can,
I mean, I would like a specific, but...
I'm going to plead the fifth, but maybe go back.
Okay. Well, you can't go back.
Well, you actually can do whatever you want.
Well, no, you can't. The rule of the game, this is how we move on.
No, it's your show.
Oh, I can...
You can just change the rules.
No, I would never change the rules, because then I have Khloe Kardashian.
I plead the fifth.
Okay. You recently interviewed SNL's Pete Davidson about his new pet pig with Ariana Grande, a number of other things. On a scale of 1 to 10, how shocked were you by their breakup?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I feel like, I can answer this. I was shocked because I feel like a couple that agrees to buy a pig together.
Right.
Has a deep abide. I mean, again, both people in that relationship have to think a pet pig is a good idea.
Right, exactly.
And you would think that means you have a lot in common with somebody.
That is true. Yeah. Seth, Donald Trump once played your father in a 2004 SNL sketch.
He did, yeah.
Seth Meyers, what is the dilfiest thing about Donald Trump?
Oh, what's the dilfiest thing about Donald Trump?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, I'm going to plead the fifth. Yeah,
You already pled the fifth.
Oh, but I can only plead the fifth once.
That's the game. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
I feel like you were super clear and I'm the one who's getting this wrong.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
What's the dilfiest thing about Donald Trump? I guess I like the muffining of his belly over his slacks.
Yes, okay. Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Seth Meyers. You can play at home by downloading the Plead the Fifth app in the App Store now. Okay, so what genre was your worst guest ever?
People who are politicians who are running for office.
Very good. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Oh my God, it's our Bhuvani Halloween pageant. It is a few more contestants. Oh my God, it is Brenda Darling as drag pageant Meghan Markle. And it's Tori Hulu as Britney Spears walking Michael Dean as me. Wow, drag. Here's what I love. Drag Meghan Markle has a deal or no deal briefcase, which looks really good. And, you know, Michael Dean as me, you look exactly like I looked. I have
absolutely
to tell you.
There you go.
That's exactly how he looked. Seth, Morgan D wants to know, were the rumors true from years ago that you and Martha Stewart were dating?
No, they were not.
Okay. Also, Linz E said, do you know there's a 3-page message board debating whether you're Jewish or not?
My wife is Jewish, and my father's father was Jewish, but I'm not Jewish.
Okay. Let's go to Dorothy from St. Louis, my hometown. Dorothy, what's your question for Seth Meyers?
Seth, when you walk through your building's lobby, how often do you look over at the spot where your wife gave birth and think, wow, I had a baby right there?
Yeah.
That is an excellent question, and I think about it a lot, and I often look to see if I can tell exactly where on the rug the baby was born.
For real? For real, you pulled the baby out?
My wife, she would be so mad if I took any credit because I was useless.
Right, okay.
My wife kind of self-pulled the baby out.
What time was it?
It was Sunday at around 1 in the afternoon, yeah.
No, were there other people in the lobby?
Yes, our two doormen were so incredible because they stopped traffic.
Right.
Because they're public areas lobbies, yeah.
Right,
there's a lot of people there.
Yeah, yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Who could that be? It's more contestants. It is Lex as Sheila from Wild Wild Country. Oh my God. Tough titties, Sheila.
All I have to say is tough titties.
Tough titties.
Tough titties, everyone.
Oh my God, this is so good. Seth, Cassie is post Nomi Malone. Do you get it? You don't? Okay. Nomi Malone from Showgirls.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Post Nomi Malone.
Okay,
that is
really
high
good
concept.
I get it now.
Oh my God, Sheila and post Nomi Malone. Thank you so much. Here's some candy. Oh, sorry, post Nomi Malone. Thank you so much. That's exciting. Seth, Eric E wants to know if you have what has been your all-time favorite Stefan moment?
My all-time favorite Stefan moment. There was a club once named Kevin? It was like that.
That was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go back to the phones. Doreen from Alberta. Hey, Doreen, what's your question for Seth?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Oh, hi, Andy. You know, you're the best man on this planet right now.
Wow, thanks.
I just love you. Hi, Seth. Okay, my question is for Seth, of course.
Okay, yes.
Where are you? Okay, Seth.
Set her up.
Well, I want to talk to Andy, too, but
yeah,
anyway.
That came across.
Okay. Hey, Seth, were you actually really wasted when you went to day drinking with Kelly Clarkson on your show?
Yes. I drank so much in the 2 hours we did day drinking that I said goodbye to her twice. And then after she left, I went to my producer and said, I feel terrible. I forgot to say goodbye to her.
That is awesome. Yeah. That's so funny. Dana S. emailed, Seth, you said in your SNL monologue this year, which you were so funny hosting.
Thank you.
It was
You're
so
very kind.
Cool to see you back. That over 100 people from SNL were at your wedding. Who got the most lit, and did anyone do any drunken comedy routine?
Will Forte gave an incredible wedding toast in character. It was actually at the rehearsal dinner, but he played a character named Hamilton on SNL who initially gave wedding toasts on that show. And it was a really inappropriate wedding toast that the 100 people who knew him were delighted by, and the 200 people who didn't thought he should be escorted off the premise.
Like, that's amazing. Bill C. emailed us, Seth Meyers, when you hosted the White House Correspondents' Dinner, what was the most awkward immediate response you got from someone in the room?
Well, the only thing I'll say, it was very hard to see who was in the room as I was doing it. Yep. It wasn't like I was zeroed in on people I was telling jokes about. I will say that I had talked to Al Franken ahead of time because he had done it a couple of times. And when I walked off stage, he called me and said, if you see Donald Trump, walk away.
Really? So why? Because he could tell that he was over there stewing.
He was watching on TV, so he could tell he was stewing. I had no idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jerry from Seattle for Seth Meyers. Hey, Jerry, what's your question?
Hi, guys. Andy, you are my Diana Ross. For the sake of time, I know you know what that means.
Thank you. I do.
Seth, I'm such a fan, and I wanted to know, what has been your all-time favorite Trump joke that you've used on Late Night?
Oh, wow, that's a really good... I mean, it's not Late Night, but it was at the Correspondents' Dinner. There was a joke, Donald Trump says he's a friend of the blacks, but unless the blacks are a family of white people, I bet he's mistaken. I think that's probably it.
That's
good joke.
That is funny. Melissa C. Facebooked us and said, besides yourself, who is your favorite Weekend Update host?
Norm MacDonald. I mean, you know, obviously I have great love for Poehler. Certainly that would be right up there as well. But certainly the one I watched the most at home and was delighted by was Norm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, oh my God, it's our final contestants. Now we have, this is, this is so funny. Okay. Now we have, This is the gay shark as Mariah Hawk from Married to Medicine and Linda as a receipt, okay? So if you watch Married to Medicine, you understand that. And last up, this is another high concept one, like post Noemi Malone. This is Haley as the senior citizen who was in the room while Jax was banging Faith, okay? So you will recall that Jax banged Faith with a sleeping senior citizen in the room. This is her. Thank you very much, Gay Shark, as Mariah. And yes, there's some candy. Very good. Seth, Rachel J wants to know what it was like backstage after your interview with Kellyanne Conway last year.
You know what? It was perfectly civil and pleasant.
Yes. Aaron Yu wants to know, while running your Golden Globes jokes with Amy Poehler, what was the most helpful piece of constructive criticism that she gave you?
She's not, and I mean this with great appreciation, what Poehler gives you is she just cackles when you read the jokes. She
okay.
gives you incredible confidence that you are going to go out and kill.
Great. Yeah. And if she cackles less, do you kill the joke?
She would just say, kill that joke.
Right.
Yeah,
right,
she would not fake a smaller cackle. She would just go, oh, no, not that.
Right.
Which is the kindest thing you can do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Susie S. Facebooked, Seth, which cast member from SNL do you miss working with the most?
Ooh, that's a really good question. On a day-to-day basis, because I mentioned Poehler a lot, I will just say that I really miss being around Andy Samberg.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And you were living your best life when he won the Golden Globe.
Oh, it was,
that was
the
very
joy
sweet.
Of joy. You don't ever expect that you're going to give an award to a friend and an award you didn't even have to pay for. So
right, exactly. And you're kind of hosting it, so you have ownership.
You just get to hand it to him. It's
yeah,
great. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, the time has come for Seth Meyers to crown the winner of our costume contest. Seth, you said that you only understood half of the costumes,
yes.
But I know that you are considering all of them equally.
Yes.
Please tell us who the winner is, Seth Meyers.
You know, I will admit some huge bias here.
Okay.
I am a proud graduate of Northwestern University, as is Meghan Markle.
So oh my God!
Drag queen Meghan
Markle. Brenda Darling! It's Brenda Darling, drag pregnant Meghan Markle with her Deal or No Deal briefcase. This is so exciting. Oh my God. You all were incredible. Congratulations. Wow, you really look like Meghan Markle, too. I want to thank Seth Meyers. Hey, everybody, we're back. Brenda Darling has just been crowned the winner of our pageant. Seth Meyers is here. You can watch Late Night with Seth Meyers weeknights at 12:35 on NBC. Let's go back to the phones for Seth Meyers. Hey, caller, it is Katie from Washington. What's your question for Seth?
Hey, Seth, do you agree with Taryn Killam that SNL has changed for the worse since you left?
No. I was really lucky to go back and host and being around that current writing staff and cast. It seemed as great as ever being there.
It was such a funny episode.
It was great.
And it was
They're
so,
awesome.
I mean, and you were in like 1,000 sketches, which I loved.
And I think in the 12 years I was at the show, I was in like 7.
Right. But you famously said that you don't like doing impersonations, really.
I hate wearing wigs.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a tough show to be on if you hate wearing
yeah.
wigs.
Yeah, trust me, I found out the hard way.
Yeah, you did, I bet you
did. They had to find
did.
Me a non-wig job on the show.
Right. Yeah. Wow. But I think you and Anderson and I have talked about this. You were a great Anderson Cooper. You were like...
I thought I had a really good Anderson Cooper, yeah. But that was really just a good wig and the baby blues. You know,
right.
I got those Cooper baby
right.
blues.
Right, yeah, you yeah. do have the Cooper baby blues. Let's go to Corian from North Carolina for Seth Meyers. Hey, Corian, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi,
hey.
Seth. How are you guys?
Great.
Okay, Seth, question. Who is one guest from Late Night you thought was going to be a total dud, but then you were pleasantly surprised with the interview?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's hard to answer this question without admitting I thought someone was a total dud.
Right.
Which seems very... I will say this. It was only my second show, and I didn't think he would be a total dud, but I talking to, agreed.
Linda, as the receipt.
Kanye West was a fantastic interview, and genuinely, because he, everybody on talk shows, I think in the back of their head, they're also thinking, oh, I shouldn't say exactly what I think because this is on television, and I don't think he thinks that way. So, right.
Yeah, that's always
a
great guess.
Very good honest.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He was on your second show.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your show is a parade of people who won't do my show.
What?
Yes.
If I would trade guests with you, and I love my guests, I would trade guests with you tomorrow.
I love my guests, and I would trade guests with you.
All right, great.
There you go. You too, Linda, the receipt. Okay, let's go. I find, by the way, there are so many people that I'm not dreading or I don't think they're bad, but I'll think, oh, whatever, this show will be whatever. And then I'm like, oh, my God, Tom Bergeron is the best storyteller. You know what I mean?
Yes,
I mean,
it's wonderful. Like, and, you know, I think sometimes the people who are on a lot, I sometimes forget exactly how good they are, which
yes.
is weird because it feels... In your head, you think, oh, they've been here before, and then they come out and they just crush, and you realize that's why shows throughout the years, talk show hosts have their favorites because they can always count on them.
Totally. Let's go to Allie from Mississippi.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Seth. I was wondering, what does it feel like when the President of the United States sends a nasty tweet about you and your White House correspondence dinner performance years later?
You know I should be bummed out, but I'm pretty happy he remembers.
Right.
Yeah.
It's nice to be thought of.
It is nice to be
thought okay, of. Okay, last call of the night. Stephanie from Louisiana for Seth. What's your question?
Hi. I was wondering, what was it like backstage when Oprah delivered her iconic speech at the Globes this year? And were you surprised by everyone thinking she was going to run for president?
I wasn't surprised by that. And I wasn't surprised it was as great as it was, but it was still thrilling just to be in the room while someone was so charismatic and gripping and moving in a room full of people who do that for a living.
Right.
I feel like a room of Hollywood people can be a little bit jaded and a
yes.
little bit hard to impress. And yet she had them all in the palm of her hand, and I think that that just speaks to the power of Oprah because not a lot of people could do that.
Was that a hard room to do comedy in?
In the end, it wasn't, but it's very intimidating to walk out on stage and look out and have Oprah and Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks in the front row.
Right.
Yeah, because
right.
you know exactly who they are.
Yes.
You don't even know what their laughs sound like just from movies.
Right,
yeah.
right. Because when you play in a dark theater, it's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Seth, I loved Late Night with Seth Meyers. I love you coming here. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.